Appreciate you. Amen. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. You have your Bibles. And amen. Hope everybody's got a red Bible here. Amen. 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 Somebody say, preacher, mine's brown. I hope you read it. It's a red Bible. Amen. Some of you catch on to that later, won't you?
Amen.
The preacher was talking about how boys would get together and say, my daddy whooped my daddy. And I heard a couple of the youngins talking. One little boy said, well, my daddy whooped your daddy. And he said, that ain't nothing. My mama whooped my daddy. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Yeah. Some of y'all say amen or old me, praise God. Amen. Said, yeah, my wife gets on my knees, yeah, and says, get out of there and fight like a man. Yeah. Amen. Get out from under that bed and fight like a man. Amen. It's all right to laugh. Praise God. Praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. I love that song. Amen. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. He sure is good to us. He's given us a good day and fed us and give us some warmth. Amen. Got a warm coat on. Amen. He's just so good to us. Amen. Let me give you this. I was thinking about my dad, and we like to have a good time. He's a nut. And I get that honest. And so some of you, I'm coming out of my shell a little bit there on the radio. I got to watch it, you know. And I was having a time, praise God. People start calling in. I'm like, praise God. I feel like an auctioneer, you know. You know, I thought you bring it. But Dad told me this. He said there's a little boy, and he had a little puppy, and said he went to the store wanting to find some shampoo for him. You know, try to clean this puppy. And y'all probably heard this. I don't have many jokes. I have to tell you something you've already heard. He said he went in there and got something. And the fellow said, son, can I help you? He said, yeah, I got a new puppy. I want to wash him, and I need something to wash him with. He said, well, right here it is. There's some dog shampoo, and you put that on. That'll help him. He said, oh, thank you. And said, the little boy came back in a week later and just doom and gloom. And the fellow said, what happened? How's your puppy doing? He said, he died. He said, oh, no, I hope it wasn't that shampoo that killed him. He said, no, it wasn't the shampoo. He said, it was actually the rinse cycle that got him. Amen. Some of y'all get that later on your way home. Amen. And so praise God. Hey, some people love animals. They'll get on to me about you know. And I've been in trouble with that before, brother. And so, amen. Well, let's look here at Mark chapter number 5. And I'm just going to read a couple of these verses because I'm going to preach the whole chapter. But I just want to read a couple of these. Well, y'all are standing. Y'all might stand for an hour and a half if I do that. So let's look at verse number 15. And verse number 15 of chapter number 5 of the Gospel according to Mark, he says, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. When he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's preaching, isn't it?
Right.
Go tell people what God's done for
Amen.
You. How good's God's been to you? Amen. Right. Some people say, well, I can't be a witness for God. And all he wants you to do is go tell somebody about how good he's been to you. Amen. But he says, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he, maniac, departed and began to publish in Decapolis, the city of 10 cities, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did, all men, everybody that's it, all men did marvel. Amen. So let's pray. Ask God to help us. Lord, we need you tonight. Thank you so much for the song service. It blessed my heart. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. And God, it gives us comfort knowing you're in control. Though the storm around us is raging. Amen. And we bless you for that. Till the storm passes over. Hold me fast and let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes over. God, I pray you to help us. Thank you for the good congregation singing, the singing by the babies, Lord. I pray you were exalted, and it was a sweet smell in your nostrils. You got glory out of it. We're here for one reason. That's exalt Jesus and make much of Him. Lift Him up tonight. And I pray that You'd do that, Lord. I pray if there's somebody out of the will of God here under my voice, somebody listening live on the radio, that You'd convict them. Show them where they need to come back and things in their life they need to get right with You. And they'd make it right now. They wouldn't wait later, but they'd do it now, God. I pray the ones that are striving to live right and do right, we'd draw closer to You. But Lord, be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank You for standing. Thank You so much. We've had a good day today. And God's blessed. Amen. And God has sent in some good funds, really. And if you count two, brother, those two things that you're taking up for, amen, God has blessed. And so what a blessing. Amen. And God's not broke. I'm glad of that. And God, He hath need of nothing. Isn't that something? And He can use us if He says He can use us if we want to be used. Ain't that something? He said, go get that little colt. And if they ask you why is He getting him, say that the master hath need of him.
Right.
It didn't say that He needed him, but He hath need. I can use him. Amen. And so if we just say, God, I want to be used. Can You use me? He'll say, yeah, I've got a place. Amen. And so God wants to use us. And so I bless the Lord tonight. But this scripture, very familiar. Man, this is familiar scripture. And I've heard this preached every way you think possible. As a matter of fact, I probably preached this about every way possible. I preached through a series. I thought about preaching it some tonight on the greatness of God, the greatness of Christ. When the Lord Jesus was born, whenever He was, Gabriel come to Mary, and he said, here you go, Mary, you get ready to have a baby, and you're going to call His name Jesus. Isn't that something? And the next thing He says is, and He shall be great. Ain't that something? And so the first personality trait that's given to Mary of her baby is He's going to be great. Ain't that something? And so we preached a series through that of the greatness of Christ. It talks about how He's great because of His inheritance. It said that He's going to inherit the throne of His father David. He's the Son of God. He's great by identity. Amen. He identifies as being great. People are wanting to self-identify. Well, God, He self-identifies as being great. Amen. And so He's great because of inheritance, great because of identity, and He's great because of His infinite. He said He shall reign on that throne forever. Amen. And so He's a great God. Ain't that something? And how would you like, we have gender reveals, don't we? People do gender reveals now, and you bite into a cupcake that's blue or pink, or you'll blow a balloon. You know, they do all kinds of different stuff, but that was Mary's gender reveal. He said, you're going to have a baby boy. Name him Jesus. Amen. Wouldn't that be easy, brother, if you already knew what to name him before your wife was even in the womb. And he said, you ain't got to worry about what to name him. His name's going to be Jesus. He's going to be a baby boy, and he's going to be great. Amen. And so we always think, what's that baby going to be like, you know? What's that child going to be? Is it going to be like his mama, his daddy, homie? Is it going to be like his grandpa? What kind of character traits is he? But Gabriel told Mary, he shall be great.
Amen.
Amen. And you can go through, and he said in Matthew chapter number 12, he said, well, you know Solomon, Pharisees knew Solomon, and he was known for his wealth and his health and his wisdom. And he said, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Amen.
Amen.
So he's greater than Solomon.
Yeah.
And you can go through these scripture here, and we can look at Matthew chapter number 4 and how this storm came up. And he stood up and said, he rebuked the winds, and then he was greater than the storm.
Right.
Amen. Then he was greater here than the stronghold of Satan.
Right.
Then he's greater than the greater than sickness. You can keep going through there with that lady there with the issue of blood. And then he's greater than Jairus' daughter. You know, Jairus said, she's dead. Don't bother the master anymore. He thought, my situation is too far gone for the Lord. But I tell you this, he's greater than his situation. Amen.
Yeah.
And then he's greater than the strongholds of he's greater than the sting of death. Amen.
Amen.
God's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
Whatever your problem is, it ain't too big for God. Amen. He's bigger than any problem.
Amen.
And you can look at it like that. You can look at the impossible. I wrote down a couple of ways I've heard. You can see the impossible storm here. Matthew chapter, Mark chapter 4. And then you can see the impossible sinner here. This man was too far gone, this maniac was. And then you can see the impossible sickness. She'd been sick for 12 years. You can see the impossible situation. She's dead, you know. Then you can look and say he has victory over danger. There in Mark chapter number 4. Some of you preachers will write that down. Amen. Actually, four places to preach at.
Yeah.
Victory over danger. Victory over demons. Victory over disease and victory over death. Praise God. That's him. Amen.
That's right.
And you can preach it all. You know, I think we ought to preach it every way. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And so this is I love this portion of scripture. This is the one I call the victory chapter because Jesus keeps winning.
Right.
I like that. Amen. And if you go over in Revelation, guess what? Jesus keeps winning. Amen. He don't go down. Man, they thought, devil thought he had him. Death thought he had him, but he came out victorious of the grave. Amen. And he's in, amen. He's in heaven today on his throne. Amen. Praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah for Jesus. Amen. We ought to say that. Amen. But I want to look here at this in Mark chapter number 5. And y'all know the story, what's happening here. Jesus gets into a ship and goes to the other side here of Gadara, and he gets to this side, and when he's there, a maniac, a man that's literally, he's crazy, he's out of his mind, he's possessed with devils, comes to him and falls down at his feet and just yells out and says, "Oh, Son of God, oh Lord, have mercy. Why are you coming here and coming after me? Take it easy on me." I know I'm paraphrasing all that, but he said, don't harm us. Why are you coming here and troubling us?" He said, "What's your name?" "Legion." That just means there's a lot of us in here. I can't give you one name.
Right.
If we'd start naming, we'd be here for a while, right? Yeah. So it's just full. He was literally full of the devil.
Right.
And so he says, don't kick us out and throw us out into nothing. Throw us over to them hogs that are here in this land, right, and that'll suffice us. Ain't that something? Try to make a deal with the Lord. And the Lord made a deal. I mean, ain't that, it's all about a compassion. God even kind of had a little bit of compassion on them fellas.
Right.
On the demons.
Right.
Gave them what they want. Yeah, now ain't that something? We worry about it. God going to take care of us. And there he put them into the hogs right there, what they wanted. So he just gave them right over in the hogs. And then went off and jumped off the cliff. Y'all know the story. Right. Jumped off a cliff into Galilee. Mm-hmm. Now y'all have heard that 100 times. That's the first case of deviled hand.
Yeah.
Amen. Or suicide, you know. And so, I mean, there's just so much, you know. And so, but can you imagine thousands? How many thousands was it here? There were thousands, thousands. I'm trying to find it. Fed the swine. They were choked. Verse number 13. He says, "And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. The unclean spirits went out into the swine. The herd ran violently down a steep place to the sea." There were about 2,000. Y'all getting this?
Yeah.
2,000 hogs that were bobbing up and down in the Sea of Galilee. How'd you like to be on a boat out there in the middle of that?
Yeah.
What are you fishing for? Amen. Tilapia. They got tilapia there.
Yeah.
They've got different things. You know what they call bass, don't you? Hogs.
Yeah.
Some fellow says, "I'm trying to catch a hog, praise God."
Yeah.
And there's 2,000 hogs. What a sound that'd be. Are y'all with me there watching them hogs bounce up and down? They can't swim too good. Now they can't. I found they can swim just a little bit, but you can't swim in the ocean. Hog can't swim in the ocean. They can't swim, which we know the Sea of Galilee is a lake, really. It's fresh water, but it's deep. And so they killed themselves. There was a cliff there. They couldn't come back and climb up it.
Right.
And so they literally were choked in the sea. They died. 2,000.
Right.
What a nasty mess somebody had to clean up. And then the next thing we see here is this maniac we don't know his real name.
Right.
Ain't that something? And so we get to heaven, we'll know his name.
Right.
I don't think we'll call him maniac. I hate to even call him that. He knows the Lord now, you know. That's kind of like somebody calling you what you used to be before you knew. And so we call him Manny. Is that all right? I feel better about it or something. And so maniac's here, and the next time they come see him, he's sitting and clothing in his right mind, and he's talking with the Lord. And then they come to him. Now get this. Folks come to him out of town. This was the herd of swine. Can you imagine losing 2,000 hogs? Just say that hog's worth $100. 2,000 times 100. What's that? 20,000 or something like that. 200,000. That's a lot. It's something, you know.
Yep.
That's a lot of money somebody just lost.
Yep.
And so you can understand really why they were mad. Man, and I preached a message one time on let the hogs die. Some people worried about what they're going to lose whenever they go with God.
Yep.
You know, what it's going to cost me whenever. Just let the hogs die. Amen. And so they were really, they said, here's what they said. They said, "We'd rather have our investment. We'd rather have our fortune, our finance. We'd rather have our wealth than see God move in somebody's life." I think that's about where we're at with a revival, brother. It inconveniences us a lot of times. It seems like God asks too much of us, but is there anything he really asks of us that's too hard?
Right.
And so they see this. Are y'all with us now? And here's the fellow. He's finally sitting and clothed in his right mind. He's learning from the Lord Jesus. And here's this crowd over here. They're like, what are we going to do? Here's this man Jesus coming here. And he's made a mess. He's cost us a lot of money. I've lost 2,000 hog today. When I go to the sale next week, I'm in trouble. I don't have nothing to take. I've got kids at home in diapers that I'm going to have to pay for. I don't even know what I'm going to do now. I had some of them hogs that were expecting. That was going to bring us our next litter. And now I'm out. We're going to be out of business. I mean, we're going under. And they said, well, let's go over here and tell him, get out of here.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yep.
And so they go over here together, and the Bible says they prayed to him. They told him, they said, we got together, and we want you to leave here.
Right.
Gadara, get out of here. We want you to get out of town. We do not want you here. You're costing us a lot more than what we thought you'd come.
Right.
We didn't even know you. Look what you've done. And you made a mess here. And the whole time right here, one man just got right with God, and they don't even care about that.
Right.
Ain't that something? And so what's the Lord do? Can I tell you this? The Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, He's a gentleman. He will not go where He's not minded. I believe that. And if you don't want God in your life, guess what? He'll stay out. He might cause you some trouble. But listen, He'll stay away. So they go to Him, they say, I want you to leave. I want you to get out. And so the Lord goes back, get on a boat. And the Bible says this, while he's getting on the boat, he turns around there and looks. And guess who's getting on the boat with him? Maniac. That's what he says.
Yep.
And he tells the Lord, the Lord turns around and says, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to go with you.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to go with you, Lord. They don't want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want you here. But I sure do.
Amen.
And so if they don't want you, I don't want them.
Right.
I'm going to go on with you, God.
Right.
Amen. And the Lord says, no. And he had to tell him, he prayed, listen, you need to stay here.
Yep.
You need to go into town and tell, they don't want me here, but you can stay here. And they seen what your life was, but here's what you can do. You can preach to them and you can tell them what great things I've done to you.
Amen.
And how I had compassion on you.
Amen.
Now here's my thought. I'm just going to give you 4 or 5 things here. Here's my thought now. There was a crowd who were upset and didn't want anything to do with the Lord. They ran him out of town.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Run him out of town. God, get out of here. Lord, get out of here. And so I'd say this, when it seems in a time and in a world that all are wanting nothing to do with Jesus. They don't want nothing to do with God. God's caused a lot of trouble, it seems like, you know. But we don't want the Ten Commandments up anywhere because that convicts us. I know we're not in the law, but that's a moral law. That's God's law. And so we don't really want to see that, you know. So we don't want nothing to do with that. And when it seems that all are choosing fame and fortune and acceptance over all other things other than God. When it seems that after you've given your life to the Lord and everybody wants to do, everyone wants nothing to do with you or with God. Anybody else like that? I mean, you finally get right with God, you think everybody's going to be excited about it, but really some of them don't want nothing to do with you.
That's right.
Y'all ever like that? Amen. Yeah. Want nothing to do with you. Now listen, there was one in the Bible right here, and here's what he said with his actions. Nobody wants anything to do with him. They run him out of town. Well, I think I'll just go on with God.
Yeah. Amen.
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 That's an old song the kids will sing every once in a while, but I think I'll just go with God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, in a world that really wants nothing, and they'll say they're Christian, and they'll say but they're religious, and they'll say they love God, but by their actions, they want nothing to do with the Lord. And in a time where things of God seem to be put on the back burner, can I tell you what we need to do as the church of the living God? We need just to go on with God. Amen. Just go on with God. Don't worry about what the world chooses and what the world does. Listen, it's going to wax worse and worse. Things are going to get worse. What are we supposed to be a light in the dark world. Amen. I cannot win the whole world, but I can win one.
Amen.
And so I'm going to go on with God. Amen. And so I want to look at 4 or 5 things here right now on 4 realities that we share with this maniac. What are you going to do when all else goes against God? And what are you going to do when the whole world goes against God? Can I tell you what this preacher going to do? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm just going to go on with God. Amen.
Amen.
And let's look at this. 4 realities. Number one, you'd say, maniac, why in the world? Here's the Lord and he's coming here and you see what kind of damage he can do. And he's already these hogs are gone and dead. You might not even get a job now in town. Why in the world are you going to, you would go on with God? Why would you go with God? I believe he'd say this, number one, because number one, no one ever came to me like Jesus. Amen. Now look with me at verse number 2 through 5 in chapter number 5. The Bible says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters were broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. But look at verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Can I tell you this? The Lord, how did he come to him? Here's how he came. He came across the Sea of Galilee through a storm. If you read it, Mark chapter number 4. And they were about to flip the boat, guys. Don't y'all remember the story about to capsize the boat? The Lord's on the hinder part of the ship asleep. They went and woke him up and said, do you not care that we perish? He gets up, rebukes the wind. Do you believe Jesus knows everything? So the Lord knew that he is going to cross the sea, risk a disciple's life and his for one convert.
Amen.
He left it all over there to come for one. And the maniacs say, nobody ever came to me like Jesus. Nobody ever came for me like Jesus. Can I tell you that Jesus left glory of heaven and come down here, amen,
right,
and gave his life a ransom for the whole world. For who? For the whole world. Who else in this world has ever come for you like that? Amen. He gave heaven's best. Preacher was talking about how some songs, we got to change words, and we have. And there's a song that says, they searched through heaven and found a Savior. They didn't search through heaven. He was slain before the foundation of the world. Listen.
Amen.
Listen, God already had his plan before creation. That man was going to need a Savior and going to need a perfect sacrifice. And he already had Jesus lined up.
That's right.
Amen. That's talking about foreknowledge of God. That's eternity. That's even before anything was made, friend.
Right.
How much God loved you. Listen now, here's how much God loves you. Before you were even created, before your grandpa Adam was created, before grandma Eve was created, God knew that you needed a sacrifice and a personal Savior and a Savior that would save the whole world and cleanse your sin. And he had a Savior for you before you were even created.
Amen.
Nobody ever came to me and for me like that. Amen.
Yeah.
But he came, listen now, he came from heaven for the world, and Jesus came across the ocean here for one. Amen. For the maniac.
Yeah.
Jesus put his life on the line for only one. Listen, he came to do him no harm. Everybody else that came to him, what'd they do? They chain him down.
Yeah.
Ain't that so? Couldn't you see them guys in the town said, all right, God, I need two or three of you. Why? We got to go get Maniac again, chain him down, stick him back up in the tombs. He's running around town here causing a scene. And my wife's scared to death, cutting himself. Did you see him last week cutting himself and just talking foolish and slobbering all over himself? Act like a Baptist preacher. He's crazy, you know. We're going to have to get together. And they go up there, and he knew, here they come. Uh-oh. Nobody ever come to him and said, hey, I love you.
Right.
Nobody ever come to him and said, hey, I came from the other side, and I came from the other side, and I'm putting everything on the line, everything I've got for you. No. They come to him to do him harm, really.
Right.
Chain him down, maybe even knock him out. But Jesus came. Then Jesus came. Amen. And why did he come? Listen, he came to set him free.
Amen.
Nobody ever came to me like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody ever came to me like, listen, he came to set him free, not chain him down. Can I tell you that Jesus didn't come to chain you down?
Right.
Jesus came to set you free.
Amen.
Amen. I am come that you might have life and might have eternal. Listen, I'm come to make you free. Amen.
Right.
I'm not come to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me, he said, might be saved. Amen.
Amen.
That's why he came, to set us free. You know what the world wants to do? Chain us down. Everybody else come to chain him down, but Jesus came to help him and heal him and restore him.
Amen.
We've got something in common with that maniac, don't we?
Yeah.
Nobody ever came to me like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He came for the broken, praise God.
Yeah.
You know that the church and hell's angels have something in common? Amen. The church, I'm talking about the individuals.
Right.
And here it is. You gotta admit that you're bad before you can join.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
You can't say ain't nothing wrong with you and you've got everything together. No, not yet. You gotta see your realization reality that you're a sinner on your way to hell. And you ain't got nothing to offer God. I don't have a thing to offer. Ain't that a matter? I ain't got a thing to offer God. I ain't got a thing to offer him, but he loved me anyway. Amen.
Yeah.
Here I am, Lord. Use me and send me and do what, if you can do anything with this vessel, here it is. I ain't got nothing to offer you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God says, well, I love you. But God commendeth his love toward us. In that while we were good fellas and giving a lot of money, and I mean sharp as a tack, he gave Jesus to die. No, friend. No, scarcely for a righteous man. Listen, if he's a pretty good man, somebody might die for him.
Right?
Right? Yeah, you know somebody that's a good fella, you might die for him. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were dirty, rotten, no good, hated God, enemies with God, didn't want nothing to do with God, spit on God, nailed him to a cross, amen, turned our back on him, didn't invite him home. When we were that, he commended his love toward us. While we were yet sinners, he died for us.
Amen.
Well, ain't that something?
Amen.
So you've got something in common with Hills. You say, he came for the broken. How about this? Jesus came for the ones that don't have it all together.
Yep. Sure enough.
Now, all together, we've got it. But we all the time don't have it all together.
Right.
Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus came for you?
Amen.
He didn't come for them business guys that had the hog farm.
Right.
He come for the broken one.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't ever think somebody's gone too far either.
Right.
You know what they said? That man ain't got no sense. Somebody ought to just chain him down until and then when he dies, we'll just bury him right there where he falls in the graveyard. Jesus says, I love him.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'll cross over for him.
Yeah.
That's what he done for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen now, he came for the weary. He came for the wayward. He came for me.
Amen.
He came for you. Maniac, why are you going to go on with God? He'd say, because nobody ever came for me like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If you ever feel like you ain't worth much, remember you're not, but God says, you're worth my son. Amen.
Amen.
He gave his son for you. Oh, what a savior.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I rejoice. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good night. God. I'm not talking about the press. I'm talking about God loved you that much. Amen. Listen now. He would say, no one ever came to me like Jesus. Number two, he would say this, the old maniac, why in the world you go with God? Man, in a world like this, why are you going to go on with God? Nobody ever came. We saw you trying to get on a boat with Jesus. Why would you do that? He'd say, nobody ever come over here for me. So I'm just going to go on with God. Amen. Somebody might come to you and say, why are you going to go on with God, live for God? You say, nobody ever left heaven for me. Nobody ever bankrupt heaven. Nobody ever give their best for me.
Right.
Jesus sure did.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody ever came to, number two, no one ever communicated to me like Jesus.
Yeah.
Everybody ever come to this man, tell him, hush.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Man, you're making too much noise. We don't even understand you. We don't even want to talk to you. But look what Jesus did, verse number 6-10. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. And here's what the Lord said to him. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. I mean, spoke truth to him, didn't he? Spoke power to him. And then the second thing he says, he asks him, says, what's your name? Let's get serious. Who are you? You remember the first time that God spoke to your heart? Amen. It wasn't like everybody else, was it? You want what the world says? World says you got problems. We'll give you pill.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
They'll tell you your condition and you can't pronounce it, but you can look it up on Google and find out. Oh yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, that's my problem. Yeah, that's what it is, right? And God says, no, here's your problem. You don't have me in your life.
Right.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Right.
And you know what? God gets to the root of the problem, don't he? And here's what he said. The maniac says this. He said, nobody ever talked to me like that. And I mean, just here's why, because the Lord Jesus' words were point blank.
Amen.
He didn't say, now let's sit down here and talk about what you got going on. Right? Tell me all your problems and lay back on this right here. And how were you raised? Yeah, that's your problem. Man, I knew that was your problem. You see, you've got, you know, name some big word. And we're going to prescribe you this, and you need to do what? No, no, he says, come out.
That's right.
Come out.
Yep.
A lot of times we think we got a problem, but really what it is we need to come out.
Yep.
Come out from among them, be separate.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about when I was, listen, when I was born again, it go both ways. You know that? I can blame living in a pastor's home on my problems.
Right.
That's why, you know, and everybody say, oh, yeah, bless your heart. You were an independent, fundamental, and your dad was that. Or you're recovering.
Yeah.
You see, that's your problem. I hope that crowd's listening out there.
Amen.
You see, your problem is that you were told that the King James Bible is that's the only Bible for the English speaking people. And we understand your problem now. And when I was little, my daddy threw the TV out in the front yard. And we understand that's your problem now. And you were made to dress a certain way.
Right.
And you couldn't even go to dances or the movies or nothing like that. You see, we understand you're recovering. You're a recovering. No, friend, I'm a remaining. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's wrong with that crowd? Is that all right to preach like that?
Yes, sir.
You know what's wrong with that crowd? Here's what's wrong with that crowd. They don't have their own conviction or standard.
Yep.
And so now they're mad. Now
yep.
they're mad because somebody hurt their feelings.
Yep.
I say grow up.
Amen.
Get you a little grit. Amen. Good. No, I ain't never seen so many limp-wristed men that say that I'm recovering. Well, why? Listen, they start recovering. All of a sudden, their hairdo changes.
Yep.
Then they go to skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And then they go to, are y'all with me right
yes,
there?
Sir.
Drop a dress standard. Yeah. I mean, everything changes. Friend, if you're recovering from something, you will look more like the world and you look more like God. Amen.
Amen.
I hope all I'm hearing. I'll be
yes,
the next
sir.
Topic on their podcast.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody they bash on there, I love.
Amen. That's right.
Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
And here's their problem. That you got a problem. The maniac had a problem. And you know what changed him? The Word of God.
That's right.
You know what we need more of? A Word of God.
That's right.
You know what's wrong with a lot of these folks? What they need? They need the Word of God.
Amen.
I was talking to Tabitha on the way up here in Wilkes County. They're trying to get a homeless shelter. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle of it, brother. I don't know what to do. You know, I might talk to you about on what I believe we need to help that. I really do. But then there's another part that says we got to be careful right there, you know. And so I serve a God who not only gives second chances, He gives third chances,
right.
He gives fourth. Amen, brother.
Right.
Fifth chance. Why do you know that, preacher? Because I'm living proof of it, praise
right.
God.
Yes, sir.
And so some folks just need help. I understand
right.
that. Man, there's some people that are, I mean, they've went homeless because they've made some wrong decisions and they've messed up in the world. And a lot of the people that God has blessed, we just kind of kick them to the side and say, well, you deserve it. But what if God told us that, you know?
Right.
And we need to help that people. But I do believe this. I do believe what's going to help them is the Word of God. I believe that. So we're going to have to get them and get them somewhere to sleep. And the Lord, you remember that crowd there? And they said, when I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And whenever I needed some shelter, you didn't give to me. I said, but Lord, when we see you like that, He said, you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me.
Right.
I believe we need to help him, folks. I really do. I've got a burden for him. You're talking about it's 20 degrees out here and there's somebody living outside. Amen. That breaks my heart. So we need to help them, you know. And I'm not for, my dad drove into my mind, you're gonna be a working preacher. You're not gonna be a lazy preacher.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Good night. Dad about kill you. Good night. Laziness is a sin, son. You're gonna work hard.
That's right.
Dad about to die, you know? And so I believe in working. I really do.
Sure.
Work the ministry. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you work.
Sure.
Whatsoever thy hand find, do it with all thy might, you know. And I'm all there, but we're going to have to help them people and get them somewhere to stay for a little while, teach them the Word of God, get them off all these medications the world gives to them. And we're going to have to cleanse their, sanctify them with thy truth, thy word is true. We're going to have to get this stuff out of their mind about how they can just blame their problems on the way they were raised
right.
and let them realize they a sinner and they need God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it can go one or two ways. My wife was raised in a drunkard's home, in a drug addict's home, and she's seen it all. She's heard it all. They used to sleep upstairs and had to open the window because it was so foggy, full of smoke, and parties going on down there with her parents in the basement, and the girls upstairs locked and crying and calling grandma and saying, "Grandma, come get us," and mama get beat and put in a hospital, make the front page of the paper from a party that's going on downstairs. And so you see, she's had a whole different upbringing I have. We used to work with troubled teens in Wilkes. We had a This Generation for Christ, TGFC camp, and a lot of troubled teens. And you start talking to them and say, "Listen, I ain't talking to you. What in the world's going on with you?"
Yeah.
And every one of them start out like this: "Well, preacher or Miss Tabitha, you see, the way I was raised is like this." And then they'd tell them, she'd say, "Yeah." And they'd say, "And I just, you know, I'm just there. I'm just stuck." And Tabitha'd say, "No, you're not."
That's right.
Amen.
And they'd say, "You don't know how I was raised." And she'd say, "Yeah, I do."
Yep.
And you know why God allowed her to go through that? So she could help somebody.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And she'd say this: "You're going to have to decide for yourself how you're going to live."
Right. That's right.
"But I don't have a godly heritage." Here's what she'd tell them: "Start one."
That's right. Amen.
Well, and honestly, every time it come up this, "Well, the doctors told me."
Yeah.
And they're educated. You know what we'd say? "No, you need to give that to God."
Right.
"Well, I've got ADHD." I did too.
Yep.
I didn't around my daddy.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen right there.
Yes, sir.
It's something I'd act like a heathen, run wide open until I was beside my daddy.
Yeah.
I could stand attention for hours.
Yeah.
This noise fixed a lot of things.
Yeah, that's right.
How about
yeah.
You see, that's the problem.
Right.
Goes back to home. I'm sorry,
right.
Friend.
You're right.
I got asked to speak it was a counselor's thing because they knew I worked with troubled teens. A bunch of counselors, and they got together, and I'm talking to all of them with these big, long names after their name. And they said, "It's good to have Preacher Seth here," and he runs a camp for troubled teens, and a lot of the teens that are in his camp, they come to us for counsel. We want to have him to come up and speak. I've only been asked to come one time.
Yeah.
And I preached on, I spoke on, number one, salvation is holy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said, there's no other way that somebody can be changed besides the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And I even said this there. I said, "Well, I've got them all here." I'm talking about in the Stone Center at the house. Big, oh yeah, brother, fancy type place. And I'd say a little bit and they go. And then I'd say, and then I'm like, "Quit clapping, let me get done right here." You know,
yeah.
Say amen or something. You know? And I said, if we give counsel to these young folks and it's not biblical, out of God's word counsel, we are a false teacher.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that didn't get me up.
Yeah.
And that's the truth, ain't it?
Right.
See, we want to find problems with people and look at the world what it is. But here's what God says. God says, "My word can fix your problem."
Right.
Amen. And I understand people. I know there are some things. Thank God for good godly counselors. Amen. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the most of the world can be helped and healed with the word of God.
Amen.
Here's a man with a legion full of the devil. And God comes to him and gives him his word. Amen.
Amen.
Change it. You know what the world needs? The word of God.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Needs a word of God. Look right here what happens now. He said this. His words were point blank. Come out. Then the next thing he says, what is? He wants to get to the problem. His words were powerful. What did they do? They sent the devils out. His word was preeminent. The devils heard only him and obeyed. Amen. His word gave life. His word gave liberty. His word gave rest. Amen. His word gave reason. His word gave hope. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the same word that spoke to me. The same word that spoke to this man here in Gadara is the same word that spoke to me and changed my life. Amen. If there's ever a man that's a new creature, listen, behold, all things are passed away and everything's become new. Praise God. Amen. He was made a new creature. Amen.
Right.
Listen, now his word gave hope. It gave help. And maniac, why in the world do you want to go? Listen, why do you keep sticking with the things of God? And why do you want to go on with God? Why? Because no one ever came to me like Jesus. But number two, nobody ever communicated to me like Jesus. And why you want to stick with the Bible? And why you want to stick with what the word says? And why you want to raise your family what the Bible says? And why you want to go to a church that's conducted with how the Bible says? Why? Because it's the word that changed my life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He changed. Listen, it's same word. Back there, it talked to the maniacs, the same word that talked to me.
That's right.
Amen. Same word that changed your life is the same word that maniac heard. Ain't that something?
Right,
hey, the same word that whenever he's sitting down, they saw him clothing in his right mind, and he was giving it. That's the same word that spoke to us, thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Drawing power of God. He's got a gravitational pull that you can't get away from.
Amen.
Amen. Something just draws me nearer to him.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for the Word. Amen.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. Amen. He is the Word. Amen.
Right.
Hebrews chapter number 1, for God who at sundry times and diverse manners in times past spoke unto the fathers by the prophet hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody tells you, I got a word from God out of the clouds, they're a liar. If they didn't get out a word of God, they're crazy. Amen.
Right.
And they need God's word. Amen. Right. Well, they just prophetess that talked to me through the TV and told me, no, friend, that's a false teacher.
Right.
Get in the word. You want to hear from God, get in the Bible. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. People do all kinds of things other than read their Bible, won't they? That word of God will change you. Hallelujah. But he said nobody ever communicated to me like Jesus. Number next, let's look at this. Why in the world? Why in the world do you want to go on with God? Listen, some of you have been here all week. You've about lived here all week. And you love the things of God. And people say, why you want to go on with God? And you can say this because ain't been nobody like him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's, where are we at? Hallelujah. Y'all helping me. Amen. Y'all preaching to death. Praise God. Amen. And he said that the Lord gave them leave here, and these swine ran off and choked in the sea. Verse number 15. Look right here what he says. Now, we've already said the reason why we're going to go on with God is because nobody ever came to me like Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people in this world you think love you, but they wouldn't give you a plug nickel for you.
Yep.
Ain't that the truth?
That's right.
But God gave everything.
Amen.
He didn't even give second best. He gave the best.
That's right.
Amen. I really don't know of anybody I'd give my son to die for.
Right.
I don't know of anybody, really. Honestly. I'd say yon yon. I'm sorry. But God gave his son to a world that didn't even love him.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, what a savior. Well, let's look right here in verse number 15. He says, they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion. Now, look at this. He was sitting. You know, the world's in a rat race, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody running around.
Right.
You know? God gives rest.
Right.
Doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight lies a melody sweeter than song.
Amen. Amen.
In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. And I've got peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. Amen. In fathomless billows of love.
Amen.
Sitting. The ones who was running around. Some of y'all's like that, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Crazy. God came your life, changed your life.
Amen.
City, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Hallelujah for Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God. Look right here, he was sitting, then he was clothed.
Yep.
Now, Daddy said you can run a rabbit if it's got meat on it.
Yeah.
Amen. My dad taught my Bible college, so that's why I say that a lot of times. Amen. Son, you can run a rabbit if it's got meat on it.
Amen.
If you can't catch him, you let him go. Amen. You know what the mark of the world is? They're not clothed.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And every year it seems like the world gets a little less, and I'm trying to be careful my word, a little less modest.
Right.
Weren't they ever modest at all, but a little more. I mean, a little less.
Right.
And so now the new deal is, I paint houses, we're in construction. And I'm on my knees. I do all the trim work. I paint windows. I trim out walls. I love doing that. I'd rather do that than roll. I know I'm crazy, but I'm happy. Amen. And so a lot of times I'm trimming. I'm doing baseboard, and I love carpentry work. And so the knees of my pants will get wore out. My knees are just, I mean, they're awful. They're hard and hurt a lot of times. And I'm only 36 year old, and you know, I shouldn't. I don't hurt nothing like some of y'all. Don't get, I know. Some of you are in pain constantly. God bless you.
Amen.
But my pants will get holes in them. And then my back pocket where I keep my putty knife will get a hole in it. And every time I stick my putty knife in my back pocket, it'll fall out, brother. And I'll be walking. What in the world? Man. And then I'll catch a corner on something. Uh-oh. Then I've eaten too much at Thanksgiving and I bend down. You know where them pants go? In the trash.
Right.
But now, I mean, I ought to keep them and sell them.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know it's the truth.
Yeah.
Now people buy them all messed up like that.
Right.
But what that is, listen, and a lot of that's of the devil, because here's why. A lot of it, for the ladies, it ain't, and men too, but for the ladies, I mean, it's cut all up where there's, I mean, everything's saw, really. You see it.
Right.
And that's a mark of the devil's what
right.
that is. Here's a man running around. The Bible says, Luke said he didn't have any clothes on. He was running around naked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's full of the devil. He has demons in him. That's a world thing. You know what's wrong with the world? They run around. And if they do wear clothes, it's so tight. It's like they're not wearing anything.
Right.
You may tell you what that is. They've got a demon in them.
Right.
They're not right with God, brother. And people come in and say, well, I am right with God. Don't judge me by what. Listen, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you look like the world.
Right.
You smell like the world. You dress like the world. You're not. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But the Bible said right here, listen, and I'm not going to talk on public. Yeah. Amen. Bathhouses and things. But listen here. It says he had clothes on.
Right.
He got right with God. And one of the main, I'm talking about the second distinction of this man, the folks said over there that knew him, was he was calm. His whole personality changed. Number two. He had clothes on.
Right.
Let me tell you, people's going to look at you and people's going to look at me and they're going to see who we are by what we wear.
Right.
Amen. Now people say, but Bible says over there that they told, you know, that God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Right.
Amen.
That's exactly right. And I say, well, why do we need it? I said, because you said the first thing, man looks on the outward.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
And so that's how we need to say, all right, man's going to look on the outward. I want to look like a, you know why I do like, I want to identify with the people of God.
Right.
I know some people get, now you know what they do? They take a tie off and say, we don't need a tie, bless God. And you know, I don't have to have a tie.
Right.
I do not have to have a tie on to preach. I do not, but I want to identify with the people of God.
Amen. Amen.
I will identify with the things of God.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And so they said here, this man was sitting down. Now get this. And he was clothed. He had clothes on. And he was in his right mind. And what did that do to him? Scared him to death.
That's right.
You seen Seth? Yeah. He's dressing different.
Yeah.
He ain't acting crazy anymore. I don't know if we need to go around him. Right?
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees. He's mowing his yard with his shirt on.
Yeah.
That ain't like him.
Yeah.
And he waved at me. Honey, don't go over anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to take your kids over there.
Yeah.
Man, son, you get right with God and people get scared of you.
That's right.
And you're thinking, you wasn't scared of me before?
Right.
At nighttime now, we'll go through town. You know what I do? I lock the doors. And I used to be a night creature. I wasn't right with God, but I didn't come out until about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like, all right, it's my kind of people. I can go out now. Some of y'all like that.
Yep.
Stay up all night. I'd get home sometimes 5 o'clock. I got home one night and walked in and my dad was up. My dad's a man of devotion.
Yes.
I mean, he's a man given to standard and conviction. And I'd walk in, he'd be up studying. Man, I'd feel like a dog. Oh, feel like a dog. But now when I go through town, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking at the people that are like me, like I used to be.
Yep.
And I'm like, babies, lock a door. I got back to the hotel. It was late last night after we'd done that thing, and I pulled in and there's somebody I looked over and I said, uh-oh, I'm going to sit in the car just for a little while because she wasn't born of her.
Yep. Yep.
And so I sat in the car for a minute, kind of slid down the seat. I started thinking, God, thank you for saving me.
Amen.
If it wasn't for God, I could be just like that.
Yep.
What'd you do, preacher? I stuck my gun in my pocket.
Yep.
Said, I'm going to walk in here and go to bed, praise God. There's a change made, amen.
Amen.
But let's look, amen. Let's look what he says. Now, he was clothed and he was in his right mind. Can I tell you what he said right here? He said, nobody ever came for me like Jesus. Nobody ever communicated to me like Jesus. Jesus was sitting with him. Jesus had clothed him and Jesus was talking with him.
Right.
Maniac, why in the world are you going to go with God? I think he'd say this. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me.
That's right.
All my life was full of misery and woe. But then Jesus came and he placed his loving arms around me. And he bade me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me.
That's right.
Like Jesus.
Amen.
There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me.
Amen.
Nobody ever came for me, to me like Jesus. Nobody ever communicated to me like Jesus, but no one ever cared for me like Jesus.
Right.
Now, I don't want to preach hidden scripture here, brother, but I want to think for a minute. Y'all were in there with me. Man's running around no clothes on. Jesus, the only one that we know is here with him. Are you with me? He commands the devils to get out of him, sends them off into a swine, and the swine take off. This man comes back and comes in his right mind. And what happens? He's aware of his nakedness.
Right.
Where did his clothes come from?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Could it be the Lord Jesus said, come here, come here, come here, come here. I use Elijah all the time. You come here. Yeah, come here. Come here. Come here. Here's the man saying, could have the Lord said, here, son. Here.
Amen.
There you go.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
That's good.
That's right.
Then he'd say, well, let's go in town, get you some clothes. No. Because it said whenever they come over there, they saw him sitting, had clothes on.
Right.
And in his right mind. Could it be, now listen, that the Lord took his garment off, amen,
right,
and said, here, you just put on my outer garment right here.
Right.
Clothed in his righteousness alone,
right,
faultless to stand before the throne.
Amen.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, amen.
Right.
Can we tell you what he done? He traded your filthy garments with clothes of righteousness,
right,
amen. And so now when the Father sees us, he don't see us anymore, but he sees the Son.
Yeah, right.
And so when they saw him, they said, he looks different. He's got clothes on of that man. There's something different. Amen. Can I tell you what the Lord done for you? You were filled. Listen, all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, but now we're clothed in his righteousness. Amen. I am hid in Christ. Amen. What's that mean? Here's what it means. Y'all see this. Here's you, wicked, nasty, dirty sinner. But here's what the Lord did. He said, I'm going to put you in Christ. Can we say that? That's Christ. That's the word. And he said, now you're hid in Christ. You can look at the front of him and you can't see him. You can look at the back of him and you can't see him. You can look at the side of him and you can't see him. You can pull it over this way and you can't see him. Can I tell you what God the Father does? When he looks down at you now, he don't see you as a filthy sinner. He sees you as his son. He has clothed you. He has put you in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah for Jesus. Thank God when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. Amen, friend.
Amen.
Amen. You know what you need to quit worrying about? You need to quit worrying about your rotten sin that God forgive you about, because you know what he says? He says, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they've all been washed out. I don't remember them anymore. But God, forgive me of my sin. What sin? They're cast, listen, as far as the east is from the west. They're cast in the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now when he looks at you, can I tell you what he sees? Jesus.
Right.
I don't understand it, but I believe it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That give you victory, friend.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Let me ask you a question. Why you will go on with God? Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. Nobody ever took your rotten sin that condemned you to hell and says, I'll take them.
Right.
They traded that righteousness.
Amen. Right.
Brother Josh, help me today. Talking about, listen, in Haggai, he says there, you can't take something that's clean and pour it on something that's dirty and try to make it. You can't do that.
Right.
And I wrote down my note. I'm going to preach that. Praise God. Amen. You know what? You can't clean yourself.
Right.
Man, you can try. But dirt can't clean dirt.
Right?
Right. You can go out and get you a handful of dirt and try to wash dirt off of them. You can't do that.
Right.
Amen. But God, amen. He can what can wash away my sin? Nothing. But I don't understand how God can take something as dirty and black as sin and wash it with red blood and it become white as snow. But thank God he did.
Amen.
Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. Listen, the whole reason why the Lord came to earth was to die for your sin.
Right.
Preacher, he didn't come to set up his kingdom? Nope. No. He didn't come to make a name for himself? Nope.
Nope.
He came to die for you and I.
Amen.
Only reason he came.
Amen.
Amen. Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief.
Right.
The Son hath come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Right.
Amen. 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 And if you have been born again, that's what he's done. Preacher, you don't know what sin I've done. Are you as bad as maniac?
Right.
Was you caught over here in Madisonville running around in the, running around the cemetery, no clothes? Don't answer that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Some of you got scars the world. This man did too.
Right.
Cut himself. You might say, preacher, I've got ink on me, and that's from the world.
Right.
Don't you think every time that man looked down and saw them places, he'd say, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He'd go back over to Decapolis and say, listen, I'm going to tell you what the Lord done.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you maniac? I am.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that time we changed you down. You still got that scar on you? Yeah. See right there, that scar. You see what that is? Let me tell you what happened. Jesus came.
Amen.
A man named Jesus came. And nobody ever came to me like him.
Right.
See, all you guys just come and chain me down. Tell me I had a problem, but you wouldn't ever help me.
Yeah.
You couldn't help my problem. But
right.
But then Jesus came, and nobody ever came to me like he did.
Amen.
Man, he was amazing. And you see, you guys would yell at me, and I couldn't do it. I had a problem that you couldn't help, and y'all would just yell at me, and I couldn't do anything. I was full of the devil, but then he came, and he just spoke to me. And man, it changed my life. That word that he spoke was powerful.
Amen.
And that word he spoke, well, I mean, all I could hear was him, and I had to change. I had to give in, and the devils that were in me, they had to flee. They had no other choice at the command of his word. Nobody has ever talked to me like that. Right. Nobody's ever communicated to me like that. He's amazing.
Amen.
Man. He'd say, oh, what a Savior. Nobody ever cared for me like that.
Right.
He'd sit down and talk to me. He wasn't in a rush to leave.
Yep.
Amen. Now, I'm going to give you one more, and I'm going to have to be done. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to raise some more money. Hallelujah. Amen. I just got one more. Man, thank you. Praise God. That'll help you on it. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all got help, but I did. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's worth 9 or 10 hour drive in the snow. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. I lost some minutes right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's get this and I'm done. Here's what he says after that. He says he's come up in that ship and verse number 18, when he was coming to the ship, are y'all with me now? He that had been possessed with the devil had been, past tense. Amen. Amen. Prayed him. Prayed the Lord that he might be with him. Lord, I'll go with you. Ain't that something? I want to go where you're going. Where are you going, Lord? I want to go with you. I'm going to go to the other side. They don't want me here. Can I go? Just let me go, please. Prayed me. Please, please.
Right.
Pressing. Come on, just let me go with you. I don't want to stay here. I'm going to go with you. Let me tell you what, church. Just go on with God.
Amen.
Amen. But here's what the Lord told him. Jesus in verse number 19. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not. He didn't allow him to. But he saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. No, son. You can't go. Here's what you need to do. You need to go home And he'd tell you friends. He didn't have any friends. He probably had friends at one time.
Right.
Amen. You had friends at one time in the world, but then they want nothing to do with you.
Right.
And when you got too far gone, they disown you, you know.
Right.
And he said, I want you to go find them and tell them what great things the Lord hath done for thee.
Amen.
How the Lord hath had compassion on thee. You know what compassion is? It's our tears on God's face. That's compassion.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, and he departed, verse 20, and he began to preach. Right? Proclaim.
Right.
How great things. I mean, he done exactly what he was told. Well, that kind of blows our mind. Hey, what did he do? He fulfilled the Great Commission. How great things that Jesus done for him, and all men did marvel. Here's what marvel means.
Yeah.
The most powerful thing you have is your testimony.
Right.
Now here it is. No one ever came to me like Jesus. No one ever communicated to me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. But number four, no one ever committed such a work, great work to me like Jesus did.
Uh-huh.
Lord didn't say, now listen, don't you go home and sit down. Think about what I've done for you. Right?
Right.
He said, go and tell.
Yes, sir.
How great things God's done.
Amen.
Preach.
Yes, sir.
Teach.
Yep.
Testify.
Yep.
Tell. Proclaim God's goodness of what he's done in your life.
Amen.
Let me tell you this. God has given us the responsibility to take the gospel into the whole world.
Yes, he has.
Amen. I'm talking about the guttermost uttermost.
Right.
Amen. All over. There's nowhere that you cannot take the gospel. You don't even have to pray about taking the gospel. It's already been commanded to do it.
Right.
My dad said we waste a lot of time praying about what God's already said do.
Yeah.
We'll have people that pray. Preacher, pray that... help me pray about. I need to know if I need to go witness to my neighbor. You do.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
My dad used to say this. I'd say he'd ask me to go places, and I'd been all, you know, fly to Mexico. He'd say, you want to go with me? I said, let me pray about it. He said, well, I'll pray while you pack.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, he's already told us to go. What's hindering you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Dad, but it just sounds spiritual. You know, let me pray. I had a friend that used to go with me all over the place. And I'd call him. I'd say, hey, Tyler, listen, we're going to Honduras. You want to go? Yeah, when are you going? I said, you don't need to pray about it? No. I mean, if it'll work, I'll go.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, we'll buy you a ticket. Amen. Can I tell you this? God has said go.
Right.
Now, listen, the Lord could have put in the clouds the gospel, but he gave us that great work.
Right.
What better? Listen, we'll spread news like wildfire that's not good.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
I mean, you let something bad happen, everybody in the world knows about it.
Yep.
Ain't that something? And I don't know why, but you let something like the gospel, that's the best news in the world.
Right.
And the Lord said this, I'm going to give that to my people.
Yep.
And I'm going to let them go tell about me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Why would we not want to do that?
Right.
I'm talking about, listen, the world is hung on the Word of God. It does exactly what it's told.
Right.
You know why the world's still spinning? Because God hadn't told it to stop.
Right.
Amen. Right. You know why the planets are where they're at? Because that's where God put them. He said, now stay there.
Right.
Yes. You know why the sun's still burning ball of gas? Because God said, burn, son.
Yes.
And it's still burning. They said, well, it'll burn up sometime when God says for it to. All things, if you believe that in Colossians, all things consist by him.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
Sun doesn't come up, it stays still, but the earth moves. But we say the sun comes up every day on time.
Right.
Preacher, we didn't see the sun today, but it's there. There's clouds in the way.
Right.
I'm talking about everything does exactly what God says to do.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I'm talking about you can go down to the coast. We don't go to the beach, do we? Go to the coast when it's cold. And they'd say, watch where you step, and there's turtles in the sand. And them little turtles get right, and they know exactly when they're going to come out of the sand and go in the water. And who does that? God does that.
Right.
But here's what God said. He said, all of them do that, but I want to give my greatest work to my people.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Amen.
He said, nobody ever committed such a great work to me like Jesus.
Amen.
Let me tell you what we got to do. We got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I didn't mean for this to be a mission message, but we've got to.
Yes, sir.
We've got to preach the gospel.
Amen.
We've got to teach the gospel.
Amen.
We've got to tell what's the gospel? Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? With your testimony.
Right.
I love, you know what I love about Paul, Brother Paul? every time he'd go somewhere. You know, he'd give his testimony.
Right.
He's in front of a court, right? And they'd say, we'll give you something to say. And he said, I thank you, O king, that you give me something to say. But I want to tell you what happened to me down there on Damascus Road.
Right.
You know what? He'd give his testimony.
Amen.
You know, those people, listen, they might cut you off. I don't want to hear that. You say, what do I do? You just keep telling your testimony. And then if a fella comes, knocks on your door, and he's from JW's down here, and he wants to tell you, you know what you do? You give him, I don't know what to talk to him about.
Yeah.
Or how do I talk? You talk about, tell them about the deity of Christ, because they don't believe that Jesus is very God. But right. do you tell, what do? I said, tell them your testimony.
Right. Amen.
And they say, they hand wrote me a letter from Jehovah's Witness Church. I thought, man, I'm going to hand write them back, you know?
Yeah.
And they used to come to the house, and one time I was there, and they came, and I talked to them about 30 minutes. I had my overalls on, and I went out on the porch, and we talked for 30 minutes, and I'd ask them a question, and they'd say, we got a video on that. And so they'd get their iPad out, and they'd give you a video. And they're like, they look at each other, and I'm like, well, that's neat, but what do you think about, you know, and I'd ask them something, they're like, I don't know, I think there's a video in here of that. And I said, no, don't worry about the videos, let's just talk for a minute. And so I just talked to them. Well, then they came back again, and they knew. You know, I talked for about 30 minutes. I wasn't rude to them. I didn't come. They didn't come in my house. I went outside to them and talked to them.
Right.
I'm not mad at them.
Right.
And so I talked to them, you know, and one of them told me, he said, I know I won't go to heaven. And so I said, why are you wasting your time out here then?
Yeah.
He said, I won't make it. I'm going to stay on the earth. I said, if it's as good as it gets, buddy, I'd just go stay at the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd start eating Burger King a lot or something like that. I'm sorry. He said, do you think you're going to heaven? I said, no. You don't think you're going to heaven? I said, no, I know I'm going to heaven.
Right.
I don't think about it. I got over that a long time ago, you see.
Man.
And so I kind of, I don't know, I didn't stump them or nothing. I just give them something to think about. Whenever they die, what happens, you know?
Yeah.
The point of a man wants to die, then after this, the judgment. You ain't just going to hang out there in the grave.
Right.
You know, that'd be kind of boring. I don't know. Thank God I'm not going to die and just wait. And that fellow said, I don't know where I'm going. I don't even know what's going on. I'm like, what do you mean? I talked to him. I mean, what about that verse? Ain't that verse in the Bible that says to be absent from the body is present with the Lord?
Yep.
And it's a point that a man wants to die after this judgment. I don't know. I think we've got a video of this. And I said, let me see your Bible. But there it is. They use King James Bible. That's right. There it is. He said, huh. Yeah, oh goodness, look, we're supposed to only stay at a couple houses on this. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll come back and we appreciate your time. We'll come back and talk to you if that's okay. I said, anytime.
Yep.
They came back and I was there again and we were making sausage, wouldn't we? And I saw them pull in. I said, oh, my friends. Tabitha said, you're not going outside. Keep your hands in sausage. And I was like, no, honey. And so it was pressing, and it was on a Saturday. You know, Saturdays are pretty valuable. It was early. Here they come in, and I saw her going outside, and I'm making sausage. And then I see them leave. And I said, man. I said, what'd they say, honey? And she said, they come back and said, why didn't you tell us that he was a preacher and assistant to the pastor up there at Cherry Grove? I said, what'd you tell them? She said, they never asked. That's why you didn't tell them.
Yeah.
What's it matter who I am, you know?
Right.
I said, man, I hope they come back. I mean, they found out everything about us.
Right.
They found out where I worked, honestly. They found out neighbors that and I thought it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But I thought, man, like, they've got more motivation to tell a false gospel than we do truth.
Right.
But God's given us, listen, God's given us, and you hold the greatest, listen, you know what the hope of glory is? It's Christ in you.
Right. Amen.
And so you know what you need to give people? Give them your testimony.
Right.
That's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
It's the gospel. How about your neighbor that you work next to in that cubicle? Do they know how you got saved?
Amen.
How about your mom and daddy? Do they know what's wrong with you? Is it because you got saved?
Amen.
How about down to a job? And y'all don't go to school, do you? They homeschool. Do your brother and sister know? You know? Amen. God's give us that work. And you've got, nobody can mess you up on your testimony.
Right.
And that's why the Lord said, don't worry about telling them what I told you. Tell them about what I done for you.
Amen.
I can't mess up there.
Right.
If somebody says, well, what does the Bible say over in Revelation chapter number 8 and verse number 13? I can say, I don't know, but I can tell you what he done for me. And they say, what's it say over in Judges chapter number 7 and verse number 16? I don't know, but I can tell you what he's done for me. What's it say over in John chapter number 8 and verse number 3? I don't know, but I can tell you how he changed my life. Amen. Nobody's ever committed such a great work to me like Jesus. Amen. I tell you today, church, just go on with God.
Amen.
He's the difference maker, isn't he?
Yes, sir, he is.
He's changed our life. Amen.
Amen.
Maniac? The world looks at us and thinks we're maniacs.
Yeah.
They might ask you tomorrow, why you go on with God? Well, nobody ever came to me like him. Nobody ever communicated to me like him. Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. And nobody ever committed such a great work to be like Jesus. You know, I found this out, brother. There's qualifications in the Bible for pastors, preachers, deacons, even some that we could take consideration for different positions and standards that we'd have it set at the church. But there's no qualification given to be a soul winner. No qualification given for somebody to give their testimony and give the gospel. Amen. I don't know where your track table is, but it'd be all right to get a handful of them and take them out tomorrow.
Amen.
If you ever start getting discouraged, hey, listen, there's nobody quite like the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, let's go on with God.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we love you, and we bless your name tonight, Lord. Would you help us now?
Yes.
Oh, God, would you help us? We sure do need you. We need a touch from heaven. Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? We want to be where we can just rejoice in you. Not in happenings, but in you. And God, would you help us? We need you. Help us, dear God. Renew ourselves back to you. As the trio sung earlier, draw me nearer. Oh, God, because I need thee every hour. And help us. I'm going to ask Elijah come. If that's all right, I'm going to ask Elijah come play. Can we stand across the house, the head bowed, eyes closed, head bowed, eyes closed? Maybe you want to come and say, God, help me. Maybe you want to renew back, Lord, and say, God, I'm just going to go on with you. God, I'm just, man, if you're human like anybody else, there's been times where it's hard. Man, there's been times where it's like this, the world's heavy and these birds and everything I've got, it's hard. But tonight you want to say, hey, I'm just going to go on with God. Maybe God revived your spirit, let you see, ain't nobody quite like him. Ain't nobody ever came to you like Jesus. Ain't nobody ever cared for you like Jesus. Ain't nobody ever spoke to you and communicated with you like Jesus. Won't you come and just say, God, I'm just going to go on with you.